It's an ancient and religious practice that still traps young girls in India today into a life of sexual exploitation. In India, Devdasi means servants of God. Young girls are married to an idol, deity, or temple. These girls are often from the lowest caste in India. Their parents have given them to temples as human offerings in order to appease the gods. Vijayva Sonava, now 58, was thrown into the system at the age of 10. She has a daughter, Bharti, who does not know her father.
That is the way it is. It is all part of the Devdasi system. Never ask questions of parentage. It has been a tough life and I just want my daughter and her family to be happy. I've had to fight for everything. And now, I want all former Devdasis to pitch in and help.
Though outlawed in 1988, the Devdasi system continues, though clandestinely, forcing women into a lifetime of sexual exploitation. The Devdasi community exemplifies the painful struggle for survival and dignity under this practice. Despite India's law forbidding the practice of temple prostitution, the centuries-old religious tradition continues in at least 6 states in the country. Young Devdasis are regarded by some as deities and then discarded when they grow old. Mallamma, a former Devdasi, has seen many aged Devdasis living in squalor, dying either of poverty or of sexually transmitted diseases.
We've exploited and abused, and that stigma is still on us. Can we escape it? I think it is a trap that we are stuck in. It's a living hell.
The annual fair, for instance, in the southern state of Karnataka is proof that this retrograde practice is still thriving. The Yellamma Fair is the biggest celebration that takes place on a full moon day. And on this auspicious day, millions gather at the temple to celebrate. The goddess is worshipped for her strength and power, and the rituals are conducted in the same way as it had been centuries ago. And sadly enough, young girls are pledged to a lifetime of service to the deity. There are an estimated 60 to 70,000 Devdasis. Most return to their homes to be auctioned off as mistresses, for as long as men will have them, and others wind up in the brothels of the country's major cities. Prabhanand Hegde is from the NGO Center for Advocacy and Research, working with Devdasis.
It is difficult to track the newcomer, but according to the community-based organization, a lot of awareness, sensitization has been done, and whenever they come across such incidents, they will go and prevent the new joiners.
It is paradoxical that in a country which is trying to end the spiraling tide of sexual violence against women, rape and forced marriages, that this practice persists. Murli Krishan, RFI, Belgaum in Karnataka.